Our next guest is a fantastic soccer commentator. He will call Croatia-Russia tomorrow with the former star Dion Dublin on BBC Five Live tomorrow. Croatia-Russia live from Sochi, home of the 2014 Olympics. He is Connor McNamara. He rejoins us on Brady and Price. It's great to have you. How are things going?
Things are going very well. One big problem is we're here in Sochi, which is like a sort of holiday resort. It's where Russians come for their vacations. It's sort of beach type of place, and it has just been lashing rain all day. So we're not getting the good weather here to enjoy the local sort of atmosphere. But there's a huge buzz around here because the Russians are playing all their matches so far. They've played in the capital, Moscow, but now they're coming to Sochi in enormous numbers. And I think quite rightly, they're getting carried away with themselves because there was no big expectation that Russia were going to play well at this tournament. I think a lot of Russians thought they were going to be humiliated. And look at them now. They've got momentum. They've got the country behind them. They've got Croatia, who, albeit are a very talented team and have got a lot of stars and will be favourites, they're still not one of the huge guns. It's not like they're playing Brazil or something like that. So I think the Russians are quietly confident that they can pull off the surprise and they can get a place in the semi-final of their own World Cup.
Well, is it all, as we call it, Connor, house money now for them, or have expectations for them changed? They sure have changed for England based on their side of the draw. Is it the same with Russia, or are people like, at least we got another game? Like, this would have absolutely met expectations for the host team. In a group with Egypt and Saudi Arabia, it would have been devastating not to get out, but obviously to beat the Spaniards is something no one expected.
Yeah, I think that if you have a choice in this World Cup, do you want to support a team that are really, really good, or do you want to support a team that are lucky? And I would say in this World Cup, it's the teams that are lucky you're going through. We've seen some big names fall: Argentina, Germany.
Connor, we lost you temporarily there. Continue that thought if you can.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, no problem. I mean, look, I just think that Russia have got a wave of momentum, that they have got some luck. And I think, when it comes down to things like penalty shootouts, that's where you want to feel that the gods are smiling down on you. I think the Russians, from the very first game when they scored 5 goals, and okay, it was only Saudi Arabia, but that laid down a marker. That made them think, this actually could work for us. We've got a bit of good fortune here. The fact that they've beaten Spain on penalties, that the goalkeeper, Kin Feyev, has become a national hero. They're going to put his face on the money, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I just think that, look, if Croatia played to the peak of their powers, Croatia will win this match. They've got the better players. But there is a scary momentum about Russia where there is belief of this enormous country that this is going to happen for them. And, I'm not saying they're going to want to win the World Cup, but I think it could be a bit more exciting than it looks on paper once tomorrow night comes around.
Well, and I would say as well, like, English fans are probably hoping for Russia, but is there that a case of careful what you wish for? Then we got the semifinals on 3 days rest in Moscow. They already played against Colombia in a very Colombian heavy crowd. Probably 70-75% of the fans, it felt like, were rooting against England. It's worked out that they're gonna miss Spain, but there's no easy spot for England either way this match that you're calling tomorrow goes.
Yeah, no, but what's hilarious is, and I'm Irish, but I've got lots of English friends. I mean, they are taking it as a foregone conclusion that England are getting through this, first of all, this quarterfinal and the semifinal. They've got their song, which is "It's Coming Home," and everyone's singing that football is coming home. It's coming home to England. And yeah, they're getting completely carried away as well, which I find, very, very amusing. I think, it's created great fun, but we're getting to see the videos of people celebrating in the pubs when the England team have won their game and they're throwing the beer. I mean, there's a brilliant atmosphere in England there. And every year, building up to a tournament, English people always say around January, February, they say, no, we're not going to get carried away this year. We know, look, if we get to the quarters, that would be a great achievement. We're not going to ask for too much. But then closer and closer to the tournament, they begin to believe, then they win one or two games, and then suddenly everyone in England is convinced that they're going to win the World Cup. So that, make no mistake about it, they are not even contemplating losing to Sweden in the quarterfinal.
No, not in the least. Connor McNamara will call Croatia-Russia on BBC Five Live tomorrow. And I came over 2 years ago. Everyone was utterly disappointed by England losing to Wales, being so not there against Slovakia, and then obviously famously losing to Iceland in the round of 16. And I said, well, listen, there's a slow build. We got to move that generation out, right? We got to move the Rooney generation out, the Terry generation. I thought coming into this tournament, I said, this team's going to be fantastic for Euro 2020. So they've got this tournament here. Won't they be even better in 2 years? Won't they be maybe third or fourth favorite to win the European Championships in 2020 when players are peaking in their mid-20s?
Yeah, they absolutely will, as long as the next couple of games go the way they anticipate. I mean, I think if England lose to Sweden, which I don't think will happen, I think England are the better team. But if they do, I think the bubble is going to deflate. There is going to be a big hangover from this where people are going to be, oh dear, we built our hopes up. These guys actually aren't ready yet. These guys have let us down. There will be a scapegoat. Somebody will be blamed if England go out of that. And that's why it's such a big game. I think if they win, and go through to the semi-finals, then no matter what happens in the semis, I think they come home as heroes. They come home as a team who've done their country proud. But lose this quarter-final, and people will think, oh, the same old problems have come back again. And that's why it's such an enticing game. It is England-Sweden carries so much weight for the English team. But in terms of the players, I think more than any other recent squad, the public feel they've got an affinity with these guys. They associate with them. There aren't many big egos in the squad. There's nobody who misbehaves. And you know, I think it's a team that the country can be proud of. I think the coach is a coach that the country can be proud of. And they haven't let anyone down yet. And I think that if they can continue in this way of optimism, you're right. I think future tournaments, Euro 2020, going into the next World Cup in Qatar, England will be seen as one of those big world forces again. But we are getting ahead of ourselves here. First of all, they've got to beat Sweden and show that they can actually deliver on the promise.
Connor, the big game today is Brazil and Belgium. You'd mentioned earlier about you have to have a little luck. It was a couple of lucky teams. Neither of these teams are lucky. They're both really good. Just your thoughts on this game and the keys to victory for each of these teams, and how many roles does Neymar do today? The over-under right now is 6.5 after the foul.
Well, my favorite statistic of the entire World Cup is that Neymar has spent 14 minutes lying on the ground injured in when you add it all up between the games that he's played. So he's done a lot of play acting. I think he's lost a bit of credibility with a lot of people who think, come on, do us a favor. And it becomes the boy who cried wolf as well, because someday he will get a serious injury and people aren't going to believe him, and they'll want to play on and they won't stop the game to allow him to have some treatment. I've seen both of these teams in action at this World Cup. I've commentated on their games. I think Belgium have got a lot of talented players. Obviously, Brazil are Brazil, and they've got a whole momentum about them. You say about not riding their luck. I think Belgium did have to ride their luck a little bit. They went 2-0 down against Japan in the last 16. There was, half an hour to play or something in the game, and they managed to come back and score 3 goals. And you can say, okay, power and skill, but they still needed a bit of luck to make that happen as well. And they might feel that is a sign that this is their year. I think in Lukaku, they've got the genuine world-class striker who will get goals. But having commentated in Brazil, they're not just a flamboyant team full of flair and skill. They are tough as well. Their defenders are big, muscly, gnarly guys. They've got players in midfield, Casemiro, Paulinho. Those guys won't shirk out of a challenge. They will get stuck in. And I think, when it comes to an arm wrestle, that's when this game is going to be intriguing. I think if it just comes down to skill, Brazil win. But if it becomes an arm wrestle, Belgium have got a chance.